Calling all mystery fans. Calling all speculative fiction fans. Dick Meteor is on the air. Hey folks, are you tired of looking for love in all the wrong places? Maybe it's time you consider broadening your scope from the organic to the inorganic. That's right, folks. I'm talking about hot, steamy Android love. Now there's an app available on your communications pads that makes it easy to find your perfect synthetic match. Of course, I'm talking about Sparker, the galaxy's most popular app for finding synthetic affection. It's easy to create your profile, select gender assignment, number of appendages, and voila! Start swiping right and finding electric love on Sparker today. Hey, I'm not one to kink shame, but are you guys serious with this?
Greetings and salutations, interstellar sleuths and gumshoes, ripped from the Sunday funny pages and flung into deep space. It's time once again to thrill at another daring adventure of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. When we last left our hero, he had been taken to see an omniscient entity, Islintek, by the Marquis de Cannabis. The members of the understation had a problem.
My people are missing, Richard Meteor. If mine go, how long do you think it will take your people to disappear? Like your ex-wife, Aurora? Or your android, Annie? None of you exactly fit with the other carefully selected life forms on this ship.
What do you mean, selected?
Surely you've noticed. No position on this ship has an abundance or a deficit. Every position required for a stable and luxurious life is filled. Except, that is, for you.
Thankfully, Dick was able to pull out of that tight situation. He was found by Annie, his android secretary.
Richard, we need to go back to the office. You have an urgent message from the captain. It came through on your comm only moments ago.
What does the captain want to see Dick for? Does it have anything to do with the understation? And will there ever be a payoff for this story arc? Find out in tonight's thrilling episode. Oh, Captain, my space captain.
Richard. How did you manage to find yourself in the bowels of the station? Is there a human or emotional reason for why you refuse to speak of it?
Hey, where did Aurora go?
Are you not supposed to be the investigator?
We need to get you a better sense of humor. Say, how much does that program cost nowadays?
My dignity.
Oh, well, thank goodness it's not a high price.
Richard, this is a very serious situation. How can you emotionally stand to implement humor at this moment?
It's a defense mechanism.
You are not being attacked.
It's... You know what? Never mind.
Was there a monstrosity below the civilized life of the station? May I inquire as to what you perceived?
No, you may not.
Are you injured? Why will you not elaborate?
Annie, drop it. Nothing happened, and even if something did, like being kidnapped by a station-wide all-seeing robot, which it didn't, I'm not talking about it.
I did not mean to disturb your human emotional state, Richard.
Annie, I didn't mean... You... Why don't you tell me what I need to know about this captain?
Accessing files. Captain Titus Perk, decorated Galactic Academy veteran, including an award for the Battle of Peace.
Wait. The Battle of Peace.
I believe that is the textbook definition of irony.
Or government. Continue.
Elected to captain on space date 072017.FGE-3A1B. In a momentous victory, he has served 3 terms as captain, defeating Colonel Stewart, Captain Shatner, and Lieutenant Nimoy, each in turn. All are now admirals in the Galactic Academy back on the home planet.
Oh, great. A career manipulator. Hey, why aren't the doors opening? Station computer!
Oh, it is you, Richard Meteor. May I help you?
Yeah, you aren't opening the doors.
I am being run through an update. The door will open when I am finished.
Look, I don't care if you finish. I need to get on the dock bridge. Now open the door.
Dock bridge doors are opening. When I am finished updating my systems.
Oh, come on!
Perhaps if we employ the system with a visually appealing plea?
I'm not saying pretty please. I am not pretty, and I am not pleased. Let me onto the dock bridge. That's an order.
I said...
Quarks and leptons, stop dock blocking me!
At the sound of footsteps, Dick and Annie turn to see a green cyborg creature that resembles an animal that on Earth would be referred to as a pig, both in appearance and personality. He is standing upright on his two hind legs and is wearing a captain's uniform.
Richard Meteor, what has taken you so long?
The station computer is currently updating her programs and refuses to allow passage.
Computer, are you dock blocking my private dick?
Of course not, sir. Dock bridge doors are opening.
Welcome. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Captain Admiral Titus Horatio Perk. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Nope.
Well, I was instrumental in the victory at the Battle of Peace.
Sure. This is my secretary, Annie Droid.
A pleasure to make your acquaintance, Captain.
Ha ha ha! I doubt that, droid.
What?
It's an android, a machine. How can a tin can, programmed with no emotions, have any joy or happiness? I appreciate your attempt at living social customs, droid, but you're hardly living.
At least I have an understanding of irony.
Now just hold on a stardust burning second. Captain Pork.
Perk.
Whatever. Let's get one thing clear. The only person who gets to mess with my android is me. And on top of that, I've had a really rough day. The only thing I want to do right now is take Annie home and go see Sambot at the space bar. And stay there till I can't remember my own name. So tell me why you wanted to see me or I'm leaving.
Computer, close the bridge doors.
Bridge doors are closing.
Got a bad feeling about this.
Would your turbulent emotions be soothed if you possessed a means of defense?
Yeah. Huh. She brought my blaster. That's my girl.
As a machine, I am without gender.
Dick or Rich? Do you prefer Dick or Rich? I prefer Rich myself, if you know what I mean.
Detective would be better.
So, Rich. You are a private Dick, right? Right. And you solve cases, right? Right. You find things that are missing, right? Right. Now, I only hire the best. I am the best, so I only take on the best. Seeing as you are the only detective on the station, I guess you'll do. So, Rich.
Oh, there is a new player on the field. This new, tall, handsome mystery man carries an air of confidence that makes even a smooth-voiced charmer like your humble narrator blush. Let's listen in.
Captain, the upgrade has been finished. She may have been a little tightly wound, but she's much looser now.
Cy Alice?
What?
Captain Admiral Perk! Oh, forgive me. I didn't know you were entertaining guests.
Entertaining is being generous.
I am nothing if not generous.
No one talks like that.
Oh, I've been so rude. Forgive me. I am Cy Alice. And you are?
Dick Meteor.
Oh, you're the Dick. my Aurora told me about.
She talks about me? I don't believe her.
Annie! Lovely to see you again.
I do not recall a previous meeting between us.
It was exceptionally long ago when you were being programmed. Young lady, if you ever need a fix, please don't hesitate to ask.
I do not believe that Aurora would appreciate such an event.
What humor program did you wind up with? The K Hart or the J Campbell?
Look, see Alice.
Sigh, Alice.
Captain Porker and I were in the middle of something, so can you speak your piece so I can go home?
You're about as short as your patience. I see why Aurora referred to you as Little Dick.
Hey, I'm the biggest dick there is, and don't you forget it.
Oh, I won't.
Sigh, were there any problems upgrading the station computer?
Only one, but it was easily erased. Unless you need anything else, I will take my leave.
Excellent. You remember my campaign slogan? Let's keep making SS Deep Space 9¾ great again for the third time.
Yes! I seem to recall you ran out of room on your hats. Well, the chronometer waits for no one. I'll see you soon, Captain. Dick? Annie? Keep my offer in mind, won't you?
Though I am unfamiliar with human expressions, I conclude that those of Cy Alice are not genuine.
Yeah, I kinda wanna hold him down and shave his head.
Rich, let me give you some free advice.
I refuse to talk less and smile more.
How do you think I won re-election so many times?
Bribery, extortion, collusion with a foreign power to rig an election.
Accessing files. Your campaign thrived after presenting a living beings versus artificial intelligence mentality, promising to remove the rights of androids and mechanical beings who have been peacefully living, working, and serving by organically living kind for centuries with no incident.
I made all the right friends in all the right places. And if you ask me, you should think about smelting that droid. Her restraint chip seems to be malfunctioning.
I'm assuming you called me here for a reason, and not just to belittle my choice of assistants.
Well, it's a simple question. Where did you disappear to?
What?
You vanished off the biological scanners for 6 hours. So, unless you figured out how to survive in the vacuum of space, you were somewhere on the station that's undetectable. So where were you?
Look, Captain Porkchop, the only person I'm that honest with is Sambot, and he has to get at least 4 Nikar juices in me beforehand.
Who?
Sambot. You know, the android who runs the space bar.
My boy, the station computer has always run the space bar on this ship.
That is an incorrect statement. I have made the acquaintance of Sambot when I was forced to retrieve Richard from the floor of his establishment. Multiple times.
Yep, and that's where I was, passed out on the floor.
Richard, you were not.
Conscious? Nope, I wasn't. That's probably why you didn't see me on the scanners. You see, my ex-wife showed back up.
Ah, I see. That's enough to send any being over the edge. Don't do it again.
I most certainly will.
Say what you will, Dick Media, but you are a funny man. Dismissed.
Come on, Annie. Let's get out of here.
I do not understand the last conversation.
If I don't want to talk to you about what happened, why would I want to tell someone I don't trust? Look, Annie, something is going on here. Do you trust me?
With my very existence.
I need to hack into the private logs of the space station.
May I ask the reason?
Sambot was on the station. You know it, I know it. I think Perk knows it too and was covering it for some reason. We need to find out what happened to him and if it'll happen to you. If it'll happen to any other androids.
I am at your service.
Good. Let's go be bad guys.
Oh no! Is the captain as virtuous as he wants us to believe? What is buried in Cy and Annie's past? Will Dick and Annie be caught breaking into the station logs? And who will make Dick's drinks now? Find out next time in the next thrilling episode entitled Attack of the Drones.
Hey everybody, Justin here, creator of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Oh Captain, My Space Captain was written by Elizabeth Bird and Justin Howe. Performed by Richard Burt as the announcer, Elizabeth Bird as Annie Droid, Kayla Sandusky as the station computer, Tiffany Elaine as Isling Tech, Jamie Campbell as Captain Perk, Derek Troutwine as Cy Alice, and Justin Howe as Dick Meteor. Underscoring performed by Corey, Show Me How. Additional sound effects were found on freesound.org. This episode was recorded from the respectable social distance of our own homes and mixed and edited by Justin Howe. Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye is a production of Just Puppets Productions. If you'd like to support the podcast, head over to anchor.fm/dickmeteor and click the support button. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.